3:03, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday afternoon, and I got to tell you something. It is an absolutely beautiful day. 75 degrees. You could almost put on a sweater. The humidity is low. Why you and I are sitting inside, I don't know. You can turn the air off, by the way. We turned off the air conditioning last night. It was gorgeous. We've had it off all day. It's just one of those days. I tell you that I'm sleepy because I stayed up past midnight to watch the presidential meat puppet, but then I'd be lying to you. And as you know, I've made a policy of not lying to you. So there you have it. I didn't stay up past midnight. I don't know anybody who really did. Why would you? It is so clear that the Democrats hate Joe Biden almost as much as the rest of us decent Americans hate Joe Biden. I mean, it's crazy. They brought him out past midnight to deliver yet another rambling, incoherent speech filled with lies. And that was his fond farewell. It's, I guess, the end of the long goodbye. I would love to share with you a whole bunch of audio from it. But apparently, Jeremy has let me know, apparently, back at the radio factory, once again, equipment that predates all of us, doesn't it, Jerem? I mean, some of this stuff, I think, was made in the 50s, and it's just not working properly. So hopefully, at some point today, we'll have some of that audio. And if we don't, you're just going to have to take my word that it was absolutely appalling. It was an absolutely appalling display last night. Well, not even this last night, this morning. They talked about how Joe Biden was speaking on the first day of the Democrat convention. In fact, it was the second day of the Democrat convention. Because they pushed his sorry butt onto the stage after midnight. And he told lie after lie after lie. But I guess that's okay because the entire thing was filled with lies. Give you another example of a lie. Tim Walz, the hardcore communist governor of Minnesota, was introduced as Command Sergeant Major. Well, that's a lie. Tim Walz's website continues to list him as a retired Command Sergeant Major. That's a lie. He was selected to go to the rather illustrious and quite selective school to become Command Sergeant Major, but he bailed on his unit when he found out they were going to Iraq. I mean, he's lied over and over again about his service, but he is a good upstanding Democrat, so I guess, like Dick Blumenthal from Connecticut, You can just tell complete and total falsehoods about military service and nobody's going to say anything. If somebody said to you, you spent time in Vietnam and you had not spent time in Vietnam, wouldn't you say, well, I never actually spent time in Vietnam? Or you, I suppose you could use the lingo, you were never in country. If somebody said to you, you spent time fighting in the war in Iraq, and you had not actually spent time fighting in the war in Iraq, wouldn't you say, well, I never actually fought in the war in Iraq? If somebody said, boy, you retired at the rank of Command Sergeant Major, that's pretty impressive. Wouldn't you say, well, I didn't actually retire at the rank of Command Sergeant Major? This is what's so twisted about this, is that Tim Walz may be a card-carrying socialist, doesn't believe in individual rights and the rest of it, but he certainly doesn't have a lot to be embarrassed about or ashamed of in terms of his military service, does he? I mean, they also say that he retired after 25 years of service. Well, that's not true. He retired after 24 years of service. Hardly something to be upset about, right? I mean, that's a major accomplishment, I would say, 24 years. But just go to his website, if you don't believe me, his official Governor of Minnesota website. They continually say, retired after 25 years of service, retired as a command sergeant major, and neither one of those things is true. You know the worst part about this? I don't know that it's going to make any difference to anybody. If the Democrats can do to Joe Biden what they did, do you really think they give a rat's behind about you? I mean, Joe Biden spent the last 50 years doing anything and everything that he was asked to do for the Democrats. He lied. He obfuscated. Now, he enriched himself and his family, but, you know, other than that, listen. He did everything that they told him to do. And when he was no longer useful, his closest friends stuck the knife right in his back. Apparently, he's still angry. Excuse me. Angry about that. I would be, too. I mean, if you had devoted 50 years, you had done every despicable thing that you had been asked to do, and the very people who tell you to your face that they're on your side, they're on your team, they're, you know, go, Joe, go, turn around and shiv you, you'd be upset too, wouldn't you? This is a little bit like a mob hit. In fact, this whole end of the Joe Biden chapter is very much like the mob. You don't retire from the mob, right? There's no really good pension plan from La Cosa Nostra. You make all the money that you can while you can make the money, and you hope you're able to get out of the way before the bullets start flying, because there's going to come a point where somebody is going to off you. Some of these guys turn state's evidence and do the witness protection program and what have you. But fundamentally, you don't retire from that. And that's where Joe Biden is right now. Joe Biden was as dirty as the day is long. Not a good person. I wish I didn't have to say that. I mean, really, I wish I could sit here and go, boy, we just disagreed on some issues. We had different political party affiliations or this or that. But, you know, at the end of it all, he was a good guy. I can't say that about Joe Biden. In fact, nobody can say that about Joe Biden, because it's just not true. There is a part of me, and this is the bad part of me. This is the part of me that, gosh, I wish I were... I just wish I were a better person than this, but I'm not, so I'll share it with you. There is that part of me that says, boy, you are getting everything that you deserve. Every single solitary thing that you deserve. And then there's a part of me that says, oh, I should say that, but the guy has dementia, for God's sakes. Right? He's clearly suffering from... A major cognitive situation. Is it dementia itself? Is it Alzheimer's? Is it Parkinson's? Is it all of the above? I don't know. But this is somebody clearly who is in a major state of decline. And so I don't want to be the guy who says you're getting everything that you deserve, because there he is. He's in this state. But here's what you need to do. You need to take a look at the entire way that this Democrat National Convention is rolling out. Celebrating abortion. Celebrating genital mutilation on children. Celebrating the hit job that's been done on Joe Biden. This is such an ugly display. Every single part of this is just ugly to its core. I firmly believe, as I sit here, We've got one opportunity to save the country. And you know what that is. We've got to make sure that former President Trump, President number 45, becomes President number 47 and is returned to the Oval Office. I hear people say, well, we get through everything. We always find a way to get through everything.